This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, January 6th. Strength and courage.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 3. At that time, I commanded Joshua, "You have seen with your own eyes all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. The Lord will do the same to all the kingdoms over there where you are going. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you." At that time, I pleaded with the Lord, "Sovereign Lord, you have begun to show to your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the deeds and mighty works you do? Let me go over and see the good land beyond the Jordan, that fine hill country and Lebanon. But because of you, the Lord was angry with me and would not listen to me." "That is enough," the Lord said. "Do not speak to me any more about this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and look west and north and south and east. Look at the land with your own eyes, since you are not going to cross this Jordan. But commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead this people across and will cause them to inherit the land that you will see."
I do not know of anyone who has not been afraid of something or someone at some time in their life. Have you experienced the fear of a medical diagnosis, or of being harmed, or of being threatened by someone in authority, or of moving from a place of comfort and safety to a place that could be unwelcoming or even dangerous? Have you feared growing old, or being alone in old age, or perhaps losing your abilities or something you have worked for? Have you been afraid of losing loved ones or even your own life? When we are afraid, it can be helpful to recall times when God demonstrated his love, care, and power. We can trust in the Lord, who is faithful. We do not have to be afraid. Moses faced his own fears when hostile kings and their armies threatened the people of Israel. But God told him not to be afraid, because God would defeat their enemies. God told Moses to encourage and strengthen Joshua so that he too would trust God and not rely on his own abilities or be afraid of other nations as they crossed the Jordan River. We can face our fears on our own, or we can listen to God. We should obey when the Spirit nudges or tells us to be still. God has our back. He will give us strength and courage to stand. The Lord is always with us and will always take care of us. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, that I do not have to face my fears alone. I will trust you to give me strength and courage to stand. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.